You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord.
Hello, this is Chip with 2MTL-147 revisiting Vincent and the Doctor. Vincent and the Doctor, which just aired on BBC America and Space Channel, is, I think, the biggest outlier of Series 5. Now, we've had emotional character-revealing moments here and there, but not even Amy's Choice, because it had a multiple realities plot as well, not even Amy's Choice was a character study like Vincent and the Doctor. As said before by others, the monster of this piece is not the point. For a densely plotted series, the plot is not the point of this particular episode. The point of Vincent and the Doctor is the inner lives of the characters, the famous Vincent van Gogh, tortured visionary walking between despair and determination, overwhelmed by emotions good and bad, Amy Pond, who doesn't know but feels that something's missing, and the Doctor, who's the warmest and most compassionate he's been all year, I think due to his concern over what happened to Amy last time, and that's evidence of what I would have liked to have seen more of this year, explicit, tangible character development. Now, there's sometimes some confusion between revealing a character and developing a character. There have been plenty of moments in Series 5 where great acting or a solid line of the script show something nifty about a character, but character development shows characters behaving differently, and why, growing, as a result of events. Well, in Vincent and the Doctor, we get character reveals and character development, reaching a peak in that breathtaking moment where the three lie hand in hand, all seeing the starry night just as Vincent saw it. And that is why my favorite episode of Series 5 is the solid, intelligent, emotionally affecting Vincent and the Doctor. Now, I'm not saying the rest of the series isn't full of layers and secrets and puzzles and clues, and I'm not saying I don't value those things. There's been some brilliant stuff this year. But I am describing what I value most in storytelling, even in science fiction, more the growth of characters and relationships, and less the intricate mysteries. Now, obviously, tastes differ. But wouldn't it be great, when debating episode versus episode or showrunner versus showrunner the way we fans do, if we spent less time casting it in terms of who's right and who's wrong, and spent more time trying to see the stars through different eyes? And thanks for listening to the July 1st edition of the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast. You can find more of my podcasts at twominutetimelord.com or on iTunes. And you can follow the podcast on Twitter or Facebook. Just look for numeral 2-Minute Time Lord. Thanks for listening and have a great day.